Reinhard Bonnke has just arrived on the site, and there's a great deal of excitement. People are anticipating hearing him speak, and it's very, very significant because actually I think it's 8 years since Reinhard came to one of the African Crusades, and so that he's here, there's a great deal of expectation because of what God has done through this man of God here in Nigeria and across Africa. The people here correctly think of him as one of God's generals. And so there's such a wonderful atmosphere of expectation. It was tangible as he walked onto the platform. And just in a little while, he's going to come and preach the gospel and bless us with the message of the word of God.
Amen. You know, when evangelist Reinhard Bonnke arrived, I felt such an atmosphere in the air. It's such expectation, as Peter said. And you know, with great expectation come great result. And as evangelist Bonnke preaches the gospel tonight, we know that the fire of God is going to change many lives tonight. Yes. And the people out there are so excited because, as you said, Peter, he hasn't been back in Africa and preached for so long. But as he preaches tonight, I believe that same gospel message is going to touch you and change you where you are. So you sit there and receive with great expectation.
Steve, that is so correct. And you know, you're not listening to just anybody who's preaching the gospel. You're listening to somebody who has seen over 76 million people turn to Jesus Christ as he's preached the word, and even more that we don't know of.
Amen.
And so this is a wonderful opportunity. You know, it's his farewell event, so you won't hear him again. So as Steve has said, open your ears, open your heart, and receive the word of God, and you will hear a dynamic, powerful message from the man of God right now in Jesus' name.
And you know, Peter, God is no... no respecter of people.
Oh, no.
You know, and also, if you have a need or a miracle,
yes,
and you need healing in your life, I believe God can, yes, do the same for you, that's as he's right, going to do for the people out here on the field tonight.
That's exactly correct. And that's why Reinhard has come. You know, Reinhard has had his life's work done, actually. He could have stayed at home and said, you know, I'm old now and I'm retired, and just, you know, left us to get on with it. But he hasn't. That's the heart of the man.
That's
and
right.
The reason is he knows he has a message from God for you tonight and for everyone.
That's
whether
right,
salvation or healing or deliverance, this is your night. I encourage you, if there are other people that are not watching this this live streaming, go get them. Tell them not to miss it. Come and watch and receive in Jesus' name. It
Amen.
Is historic in Jesus' name.
That's just indeed historic, and that's why we want you, yes, to text your friends, invite them, and tell them that Reinhard Bonnke is about to preach the gospel, and we don't want you to miss it.
That's right. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Will take up the microphone and will preach the red hot gospel. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
This servant of God has spent several decades in Africa preaching the gospel from Cape Town to Cairo. As a young man, he preached with fire and dynamism of the gospel of Jesus Christ to all nations in Africa. From a very small and humble beginning, the Lord gradually increased him, elevated him, and used him extensively all over Africa. Through the preaching of the gospel, millions and upon billions have given their life to Jesus Christ, and today they are worshiping in the lively churches. Elijah, after he came to the end of ministry, was taken away with chariots of fire. But we are privileged enough to be here and witness that the servant of God, his last message, preaching the gospel on the soil of Africa. If you have never heard him before, today, prepare your hearts and receive the word of the servant of God. Are you ready to hear the word of God? Are you ready for the word of God? Wave your hand and show your hand to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now it's my singular honor to invite the servant of God. He has preached his heart out. But today, he will preach the most powerful message you have ever heard.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are you ready to hear the servant of God? Wave your hand if you want to hear the servant of God. Now, with a loud clap of applause, put your hands together as we invite the servant of God. Evangelist, Reinhard Bonke.
Glory to God. Amen. 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 Praise God. Well, as we always say, this day is the day of salvation.
Omini ajoibala.
There's no better day than this day, because it is the day of salvation.
You
may be seated. Thank you so much. I am so glad to be back in Nigeria. To me, this is a great miracle. You know, 50 years ago, exactly 50 years ago, as a young man, I came from Germany to and set foot on African soil.
Won wa lati ilu Germany, won si fi ese won sori ile Africa.
50 years.
A dota odu.
I have been here 50 years.
A dota odu.
That's what I want to thank the Lord for.
Idili to se fe dupe lodo Olorun.
Praise God.
Eyin Olorun logo.
I also want to welcome all those who watch us on the stream worldwide.
Bakana woki kabo gbogbo awon eyi awon eniyan ton sisa takutaku fun Olorun.
I wave to you, although I can't see you wave back.
Mogna wasi yi mosi ri be tin juwo pada.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to God. Praise be to God.
Olorun to looto.
Now, I want to be quick with my introduction. I would like to thank all of the dignitaries here that have come. We love you. We honor you. And bless you in the name of Jesus. We will rejoice together with the angels of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, this is both a farewell and a welcome crusade.
Eyiwa lona meji idagbere ati ipago isoji ikini kabo.
I am the old man who has his farewell. But here is the successor to Christ for All Nations who is already years in charge of the ministry. It is evangelist Daniel Kolenda.
Only evangelist Daniel Kolenda.
Praise the Lord.
And your Lord logo.
You know him well. And we will minister together. Sometimes I will preach, he will preach, minister to the sick. But I believe the miracles of God will fall like a mighty rain. And every drop will produce a miracle.
Amen.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Okay, I think that's my introduction.
Odara, eyi ni ifini han mi.
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Odara.
When I come to the gospel,
irere ni asale yi.
I come to the theme of wildlife.
Wo tiwa lori bi akori aye mi.
Some people say Christianity is boring.
Awon kan wi pe igbagbo o je ohun to sunni.
But so is television if you don't plug in.
Bo se ri ni ti o ba wa ni ipininunu re.
You need to plug in on television to see something. And we are here tonight. We plug into Jesus Christ. And he is alive in our midst. And he will find you wherever you are. Nobody is forgotten. And nobody is overlooked. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So let's switch on to God. Amen.
Amen.
I would like to start. I want to speak about Jesus saves.
Mo fe bere won so nipa Jesu Christ.
Because Jesus means savior.
Nitori pe Jesu ni olugbala.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus means savior.
Jesu tumo si igbala.
Now,
this is saying
in Genesis we read
ninu iwe ifihan ninu iwe
Genesis God created Adam and Eve.
Olorun da Adam ohun Eva.
And then after 6 days of creation
leyin ojo mefa iseda
the Lord looked at everything
Olorun wo ohun gbogbo
and said it was very good, that means perfect. God, whatever he does, is perfect. Then, on the seventh day, he rested, the Bible says. But he was not exhausted. That doesn't mean exhausted. It just meant that he celebrated his Sabbath, his day of rest. Suddenly, a cry from the garden. Something went wrong. Adam and Eve had fallen into sin.
Adam at what is
and then I think the angel Gabriel came to God.
Gabriel
and God said to him, Gabriel, go to Adam and Eve and tell them, this is my Sabbath. I have my day off.
Gabriel, lost of man when you want to move down with me. Or do you see me, Mire? A mini, see me, Lodona?
No.
Better.
He didn't.
Go, Sheba.
And I will tell you why.
Bobo, hey, you want to show them?
Because Scripture says that he arose and then he went himself and cried, Adam, where are you?
Adam, nibonowa.
He didn't say, who are you?
Go wipe tani wa.
He said, where are you?
Oni ni bolowa.
He knew Adam, and he knew Adam very well because he formed him.
Omo darada ni tori pe ohun lo da.
Adam, where are you?
Adam ni bolowa.
He called us by name.
Ope loruko re.
And you know what that means to me? It means to me that God cannot do nothing as long as there is a lost soul.
Adam,
where are you? It also meant something else. He swung into action, God. And the search began. But when he called Adam, where are you? He also meant to say, Adam, if you think you can live without me.
Adam, to baro wi gbe o le gbe lai si mi.
But I cannot live without you.
Sugbo emi ko le gbe lai se pe won wa nibe.
God needs us. He loves us.
Olorun feran wa.
And the search started.
Ami ife o si bere be.
Amen.
Ami.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm so happy.
Inu mi dun.
Jesus is right here.
Pe mo ri Jesus ni bi.
Tonight he will call you by your name.
Olorun yo pe oruko re lasale yi.
Where are you?
Ni bo lo wa.
Jesus came.
Jesus wa.
Jesus came.
Jesus wa.
But I have to tell you.
Ṣugbọn mo lati so fun o.
In the Old Testament,
ninu majemu lai lai,
God sent the prophets.
Olorun wa awon woli.
But now here,
ṣugbọn nisisiyin nibi yi,
he doesn't send anybody.
Ko ran enikeni.
He came himself.
Ohun funrara re lo wa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He delivered Israel.
Ko ran enikeni.
Through a great man.
Nipase onisowo.
Moses, Joshua, and all those mighty leaders. But when he came for us, he sent nobody. He said, I have come to destroy the works of the devil. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Now,
let me talk about Jesus.
When
I come to Jesus,
Jesus,
I come to the theme of my life. It means Savior, as I said. He took our sins and infirmities and sufferings upon him.
I said that they were at the Guaru was sorry.
And by his stripes, we are healed.
Nipaninale Amualarada.
Jesus was God in the flesh.
Jesus, ya Olorunue Awara.
Heaven sent him, the Father sent him.
Oruna Babalora.
And God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. So the Father was involved with the Son, even at the cross. Jesus alone was qualified and worthy to be the Lamb of God, to shed his blood and die for us.
Jesus nikan lo pe lati je odun agutan olorun lati fi eje re rubo ati lati ku fun wa.
That means he's the only Savior.
Eyi tumo si pe ohun nikan ni olugbara.
There is no other Savior.
O tumo si pe ko si olugbara mina.
Some people say to me, I'm looking in other religions.
Awon kan so fun mi wi pe awon wo nu esin.
But keep looking, keep looking. But you will find nothing. Because there is only one that was qualified to die for our sins, and his name is Jesus. Only Jesus.
Jesus nikan.
You will find nowhere else.
Oh, nari ona kani bikibi.
Somebody who died for the sins of the world.
Eni kan eyi ti o kun fun gbogbo ese agbaye.
As Jesus.
Oh, ni Jesu.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, the gospel. gospel is powerful, it is true, it is righteous. It centers on Jesus. You know, somebody said to me, my religion is true because it is older than Christianity. Well, I am sorry to tell you, actually, I'm very glad to tell you.
Ah, no, no, mejeji. O se ni laanu lati so fun won. Bakan na, inu mi dun lati so fun won.
If an original painting picture.
Ti iyaworo kankan to je ojulowo
was forged 1,000 years ago.
Ti aba se ayederu re ni egberun odun seyin.
It is today still a forge.
Loni bakana ayederu lo si je.
Amen.
Amen.
Because time doesn't turn faults into right.
Nitori pe asiko ko subo jile pe to ko le yi ohun ti o je iro to ti to.
Time is not the savior.
Asiko ko ni olugbala.
Now
Mr. Singh,
I say something and I wish you would never forget it. And that is this. Why is the gospel true? Do you want to know? Hold your breath. The gospel was true at the beginning. That is why it is true today. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Jesus saves.
Jesus.
He's alone. That's the only truth because he said, I'm the truth. He is the truth. Amen. People find salvation.
Amen.
I sometimes think of mountaineers. They climb the highest mountain in the world. And with all their own effort. And when they are right on the peak, and they look up,
want to work it.
There's nothing.
There's nothing.
We have a goal. A goal.
Oh,
we are on the way to heaven because only Jesus saves. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And they say, when I ask them, are you saved? Others asked. Others told me, when I asked them, are you saved? Oh, they say, I belong to that church. I belong to that church. I belong to that church. I didn't ask to what church you belong. I asked if you were saved. And here is a powerful fact. No church can save us, not yours or mine. And now I will tell you why. Because no church died for us. That is why no church can save us. No pope, no bishop, no pastor, no evangelist.
Pastor, evangelist, and bishop
can save us.
Don't let Bawa.
Because they didn't die for us. Now, let's call the name of the one who died for us. Jesus. Only Jesus. Are you happy? Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
At the cross, when Jesus died for us and shed his blood and founded the new covenant in his blood, when Jesus did that, he said yes to you. And yes to me. He said, anyone who comes to me, I will under no circumstances refuse. No matter what your sin is. Sin is not God's problem. Why not? Because he shed his blood for it, the offer to be saved is here right now. There's nothing else you can do. Come to Jesus. He will wash you from your sins. And you will be blessed. A little Christian life. He said yes. What do you say? Do you also say yes? Then shout, I say yes to Jesus. I say yes to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I think the best illustration for this is a marriage celebration. When they move to the marriage altar, and say yes, are to say yes. And the bridegroom says, I will, I will, I will.
Of course, we pray, Emi Yoshe, Emi Yoshe, Emi Yoshe.
That is his yes.
Emi Ben.
But the bride doesn't answer.
Shukwe Yahweh, that go down.
There will never be a legal married couple.
Whoa, let's get to go to Yahweh, La Belfi.
Until she also says yes. Jesus said yes to you. Now tonight you say yes to him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somehow in my spirit I see a picture. Here is Jesus and you. Let me still say that. Isaiah says that to Israel that their maker is their husband. So here you come. You have received Jesus. And you walk both down to the altar. And then you say the vow. The vow.
Yes.
Jesus gives you his vow. For poorer, for richer. In sickness, in health. In life and in death. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never divorce you. Because I'm with you to the ends of the earth. Hey, hey. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your maker is your
husband.
Now,
this is it.
I'm closing.
But like that,
I have to go back to Adam and Eve. One more time.
What's it glossy at package?
God called Adam by name.
Along with Adam at Eva.
Adam, where are you?
Adam, Nibolo.
Adam didn't get his position. God wanted to have his position.
Adam, if he be to us, go so that along with him, why be to us.
God knew where he was physically, but he had escaped spiritually. Adam, where are you?
Adam,
you know what? Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. Luke chapter 19, verse 10.
Ninu Luku ori kati koko di Luku ezekewa. Jesus wa lati wa ati lati gbala won to ji son.
I don't know your name.
Mi o mo oruko re.
But God is calling tonight, Adam, where are you?
Olorun bi o ni asale Adam ni bolo wa.
That means male or female.
Eyi ti mo si pe boya okunrin ni yala okunrin tabi obinrin.
Because he knows you by name.
Oh, ni tori pe o mo oruko si oruko kan to ga.
If you want Jesus to be united and one with you, you have got to answer. You must give a reply. If you say
Jesus,
I am here.
Mowa nibi.
Right here.
Niwaju re nibi.
Save my soul.
Ba okan mi la.
Forgive my sin.
Dari ese meji mi.
When you give him that situation, that position, then he will change your situation.
To ba funi ipo ni, to ba funi aye re, ohun yo yi ipo re yen, yo yi da.
How many want Jesus to change their situation?
Men will not make Jesus equal with that.
Well, just put your hands down. I would like to ask one thing.
What to be the worker?
Why don't we have a rehearsal here? A rehearsal.
I ought to be down, say.
By just shouting, Jesus, I am here.
Wait
a moment. He calls you by name. He listens to you. And when we now say, here I am, he knows your condition. He knows your situation. He knows everything. And we come to you. Come on, let's just try right now. Let's try to lift our hands and say, Jesus, I love you. Again. Jesus, I am here.
Jesus.
Thank you for Jesus.
Today, I accept him as my personal Savior. You may put your hands down. Now, this is no trying. This is the real thing. How many of you have felt the Holy Spirit when the gospel was preached? And you want to receive him as your personal Savior. I would like you to lift your hand. If you've never done it, but you are hearing it and you are doing it. Lift your hand. And I'm going to pray for you. And I will lead you in the prayer of salvation. Are you ready? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Lord Jesus Christ, I have heard you call me by name. Here I am. You hear my voice. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Change my situation. I'm right here. And you are right here. To protect me. To save me. In Jesus' name. I believe with all my heart that I am now a child of God. I believe it. I receive it. And I thank you for it. Amen.
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 Come on, come on.
Hallelujah.
Everybody,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 We have a booklet for you. Those who receive Jesus. It's called Now That You Are Saved.
Oh, akorire ni Genesis yi ta ti gba ola.
And those who have received Jesus as their Savior. The counselors will give you one copy as a gift. Amen.
Amen.
I've written it. I have written it. And that's why it is my gift to you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let the counselors do their work, please. And then a great surprise. A mighty man of God. And my dear, dear friend. Daniel Kalenda will come to minister to the sick. And the miracles are going to
fall.
Shout amen.
Warm greetings, dearest friends. We are saying hello to you from the first night of the Rhino Bonker Farewell Crusade here in Lagos, Nigeria. Evangelist Bonker has just done the altar call for salvation, and thousands upon thousands of people have called on his matchless name. We are so emotional. This is why Christ for All Nations exists. This is why it lives and breathes to win the entire African continent for Jesus. My name is Tamron Clintworth. I am an evangelist, and I'm here with my husband, Andre Brits, who works for Christ for All Nations.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Andre Brits. I am the director for Christ for All Nations in Cape Town. We serve the whole of Africa, and we're so excited about what happened just now. So many thousands of hands went up and to accept the Lord Jesus Christ and was ushered into the kingdom. We could not be more happy.
Amen. Amen. We want to speak to you a little bit about how Christ for All Nations actually does their follow-up. This is a fundamental part of the crusade planning process. At this crusade alone, thousands of churches were taken hands with. Even though CFAN heads up the planning and funds everything, the partners and the local believers labor with them on the ground, the pastors working to make sure that everybody who accepts Jesus in these crusades are properly pulled into the follow-up system. Andre, tell us a little bit about the follow-up system. CFAN spends an incredible amount of money on this budget for every crusade.
Yes, actually, half of the budget for every crusade just goes into follow-up. That's how important we deem the follow-up. We're just not called to just save the lost. We're called to disciple them. And the only way we can do that is if we empower the local church, we empower the pastors, and give them the people's details.
Exactly.
So that's why Pastor Bonke actually wrote this booklet called Now That You Are Saved many years ago. In the back of this booklet, each convert will complete their details in triplicate. And if I can just open it up there, help me there. And they will give their name, their details in there. And one copy gets torn out and given to the local pastors. And the other copy stays with them. This whole booklet then gets given to each and every one of them who gave their heart to the Lord. And that's where a big part of this budget goes, because we believe that people need to be grounded in the Lord, not just saved and let go. They're babies right now, and they need to be fed. So we want to usher them into that nursery where they can be fed, where they can be raised up, and they themselves can go out and save people.
Exactly. And the content of this booklet, it's absolutely fantastic. It speaks all about what to do now that you are saved. The title says it all. It speaks about building one's relationship with the Lord, prayer, becoming planted in local church, reading the word. So this booklet really gets the new believer going in their relationship with God while they wait on being contacted by a pastor. And the pastors are always so excited about this. They yearn to pull these new believers into their churches so they can grow them in the Lord. It is so important, this relationship between the evangelist and the pastor. This relationship is fundamental. The evangelist must work to build up the local church. And the only way this is possible is if every soul that comes into the kingdom through a gospel crusade like this, their details are collected, those details are handed over to a local pastor so that pastor can pull them into the body of Christ and the follow-up work can get properly done. And gosh, Christ for All Nations does a good job of this.
Yeah, and you might ask, but how do we do that? You know, there's so many thousands of salvations that just came in, so many thousands of cards. And how we actually do it is that the churches that partnered with us for this crusade, all these cards get filled into a system, into a database system on a computer. They first of all get an SMS from Christ for All Nations saying, congratulations for the wonderful decision you made to just accept Jesus right now. And then we filter them into the different areas. So each area of the city has been broken down, and the churches in that area will then get those names to be followed up from these cards. So it's a complete system that we can say, listen, we've taken the name, we've broken it up, and we've given each pastor an equal share for them to follow up and bring into the local church.
Exactly, exactly. It's so important that somebody gets linked to a local church that is in their area so they can get there easily and they can really get plugged in to that church. This is so fundamental, and we want to encourage all the evangelists out there watching, you who have your own crusades, you who have your own outreaches, do not do this alone. You have to take hands with the local church. You have to join with them so that you can pull those people into the kingdom and then hand them over to pastors who have been called to disciple those people. Do not skimp on this. It is absolutely fundamental.
Yeah, but please pray for us. Pray for each and every usher out there taking those names, taking those details. They will do it correctly. That they will reach every person. They put up their hand. That they will get those cards back. That we can filter them into the system. And to God all the glory. We will report back to you, each and everyone, of these salvations that came in. We'll give you the number after the crusade is done.
Yes.
And we're going to give God the glory. We're trusting the Lord for millions during this week.
Amen.
And we believe kingdom is going to win.
Amen, indeed. What's going to happen now is Evangelist Daniel Kalenda is going to come up onto the stage and pray for the sick and break, gosh, every demonic curse. And it is going to be fantastic. There's going to be explosion of miracles. And we are going to hand over now to Evangelist Daniel Kalenda. If you are sick in your body, believe for your miracle. The Lord is going to touch you right there where you are. So let's join Evangelist Daniel. Be blessed. Be mightily blessed.
How many of you need a miracle in your physical body? Let me see your hands. I have good news for you. Tonight Jesus will come to you. Tonight Jesus will touch you. And you will not leave the way that you have come in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now before I begin to pray, I want to talk to you about tomorrow night. Everybody say tomorrow night. Tomorrow night is going to be a very powerful night. Evangelist Bunky will be here again. We are going to preach the gospel and pray for the sick. And tomorrow night we are going to pray especially for those with HIV/AIDS. And tomorrow Jesus will turn HIV positive into HIV negative. And many other wonderful things are happening tomorrow. I will tell you about them later. I don't know if you are aware of this, but this is Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke's farewell gospel crusade in Africa. We are living together in history. But I have good news for you. This is not the end. This is only the beginning. We are coming back to Nigeria. And we believe that greater things are yet to come in Jesus' name. Come on, tell your neighbor, say neighbor. The best is yet to come. In Jesus' name. Now let me tell you what is about to happen right now. I'm not going to preach again. But I'm going to read a passage from the Word of God to you. And then we are going to pray together. Now you can see there are many people here. And you can see that my arm is very short. I'm not even able to reach the person on the first row. But this is what it says in the book of Jeremiah. The arm of the Lord is not short. His arm is extendable. He is able to reach all the way to the front and to the back and to the sides. In fact, he is able to reach outside of this field to those that are watching on television, to those that are listening on the radio, to those that are watching on social media, on their computers and phones. Jesus is going to touch you now. He's going to heal you. He's going to break your chains. He's going to set you free. And after I finish praying, this is very important. Are you listening? After I have finished praying, then I'm going to ask you to do something. And this is where you put your faith into action. I'm going to tell you to do something you couldn't do before. I'm going to tell you to test yourself. And you are going to do what you could not do. Can I tell you what I saw in my spirit as Evangelist Bunky was preaching? I saw many, many, many cripples walking all over this place. Tonight the cripples will walk in Jesus' name. You might have come here crawling. You will go home jumping and leaping and praising God. You check yourself for the pain. You check yourself for the infirmity. And you will make a wonderful discovery. Jesus has healed you. And those that receive their healing tonight, I'm going to invite you to come forward. Not now, but in a few moments. You're going to come to this side of the platform, my right hand side. We have counselors who are going to be here waiting for you. We want to hear what Jesus has done for you. And I want to shake your hand and bless you. Say amen. I want to read to you tonight from the book of Isaiah, chapter 53. This is what it says in verse 4. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet did we esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The punishment of our peace was laid upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. Now I have to explain something to you. I want to explain something. This verse was written before Jesus came. It was in the days when they were looking forward to the coming of Jesus. And then Jesus fulfilled that scripture. He came and he died for the sins of the world. But when he died upon that cross for your sins, he did not just die for your sins. The Bible says he also paid the price for your healing. By his stripes we are healed. That was written before Jesus. And then Jesus came. And then after Jesus, Peter was quoting Isaiah. He was reading this very same scripture. But he changed one little word. Just one word changed. One word was changed. Do you know what that one word is? Isaiah didn't say, by his stripes we are healed. Isaiah said, by his stripes we were healed. We were healed. Say, by his stripes we were healed. I have good news for you tonight. The work has already been done. The price has already been paid. The blood has already been shed. Now tonight you all have only one thing to do. Receive it by grace through faith. Listen to me very carefully. You say, Daniel, how do I receive healing? It's very simple. You receive healing the same way you received salvation. You deserve it. You cannot be a good enough person to deserve it. All you can do is receive it by faith. And so I'm going to pray for you tonight. But I am not the healer. This is very important. Evangelist Daniel Kolenda is not the healer. thousands of people healed all over the world, but I have never healed one of them. Evangelist Bonke is not the healer. None of these great men of God sitting on the platform are the healer. There is only one healer. There is only one savior. There is only one deliverer. And his name is... Tonight Jesus will come to you. Tonight Jesus will touch you. And tonight Jesus will heal you. Hallelujah. You know, it's been many years since we have been in Nigeria. I have been all over this great nation. Many, many, many different cities and states and regions. And when I think back, I think of so many wonderful testimonies. I remember we were in one particular city. And I was praying for the sick as I am about to do now. And there were a group of people in the front row who were in wheelchairs and on stretchers. So I pointed down there to them. And I said, if you're lying on the ground, get up and walk in Jesus' name. And many miracles happened. But something happened that I did not expect. You see, we have these big towers that you see on each side of the platform. And the sound from those towers can travel sometimes for miles. So the sound of my voice drifted across the air into the nearby village. And in the village was a mama. In the village was a mama. She was dying of cancer. She was almost dead. She could not walk. She could not even sit up. She was lying on the floor dying. Her husband had come to the crusade. Her husband had come to the crusade. But she was unable to come. But she could hear my voice. Lying in her house, she heard my voice. And she didn't know that I was talking to people in front of me. All she knew is that I had said this. If you are lying on a mat, get up and walk in Jesus' name. And she said, this is for me. I am lying on a mat. And so she tried to get up. But she collapsed again on the ground. She had almost given up hope. Suddenly she said she felt something. Mighty hands came under her arms and lifted her up into the air. She landed on her feet. And she said when she had landed on her feet, all the cancer left. She took a towel and wrapped it around her waist. And she walked all the way from her house through the field, up the steps, and she stood right here on this platform. And she gave this wonderful testimony. I tell you what Jesus did for that woman, he will do for you. But this is what you need to do. You need to receive it by faith now. You need to say, this is for me. The blood of Jesus is for me. Healing is for me. Deliverance is for me. Whatever it is that you need, you're going to take it now in Jesus' name. And you will never be the same again. Oh, I could tell you story after story after story. But I'm going to stop and I'll tell you why. Because now you will receive your own story. Are you ready? Hallelujah. So this is what we are going to do. I'm asking the worship team to help me now. Worship team, get ready. I want for us to sing that old hallelujah song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know this one? And we're going to sing this together. I tell you why I love this song. Because hallelujah is the same in every language. And can I tell you what is going to happen now? Do you want to know? Many of you will be healed as we worship. Yes, before I even pray, many of you will be healed. Because Jesus is the healer. Put your eyes upon Jesus now. And let's see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's beautiful. Hallelujah. Put your eyes on Jesus. Put your eyes on Jesus. Sing hallelujah. Your eyes on Jesus. He's the healer. He is the Savior. He is the deliverer. Worship Him.
Amen.
Of the Lord is here right now. I wish that you could see what I see from here. Many of you are already being touched. I told you before, Peter said that by his stripes we were healed. So maybe you don't feel like you are healed, but this is what I want you to do. I want you to worship Him as though you already have been relieved of all your symptoms. And I want you to sing this. Thank you, Jesus. Thank Him from your heart. Thank Him. Thank you. One more time.
You're the Savior.
You're the healer. We worship you. Lord, I thank you that the Spirit of the Lord is resting on this place right now. And I thank you that this field is holy ground. Lord, I thank you that now you will heal every sick and suffering person. Every disease will go. In the name of Jesus. I want you, if you're sick, I want you to take your hand and put it on the part of your body that's sick. If it's in your stomach, put your hand on your stomach. If the sickness is in your back, put your hand on your back. If you have more sicknesses than you have hands, just put one hand on top of your head. And lift your other hand to Jesus. That hand will be like a lightning rod for the power of God right now. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for the power that is present in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the blood that was shed on the cross for our healing. And Father, we appropriate that power of that blood by faith right now in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every spirit of infirmity and command it to get out of your body. Get out in Jesus' name. Get out in Jesus' name. Out, 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 out. Out, out, out in the name of Jesus. I rebuke deaf and dumb spirits. Get out in Jesus' name. You will hear, you will speak in the name of Jesus. I rebuke lunacy and insanity in the name of Jesus. I command your mind to become clear in the name of Jesus. I command your thoughts to become clear in the name of Jesus. Your memory is restored in the name of Jesus. I rebuke insomnia in Jesus' name. I rebuke night terrors in Jesus' name. I rebuke tormenting nightmares in the name of Jesus. From this day forward, you will sleep peacefully. You will dream about heaven. You will dream about angels. In the name of Jesus. I rebuke cancer in Jesus' name. I command cancer to get out, 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 out in the name of Jesus. Get out of your bones. Get out of your blood. Get out of your skin. Get out of your brain. Get out of your breast. Get out of your prostate. Get out of your body. Out in the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus. I command your back to be healed right now. That pain is coming out of your back. Your back is popping back in to alignment right now in Jesus' name. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Pain go in Jesus' name. Pain go in Jesus' name. Pain get out in Jesus' name. The pain is coming up, 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 out of your body right now. The pain is leaving your back right now. The pain is coming out of your arms right now. The pain is coming out of your legs right now. Let it go in Jesus' name. Let it go in Jesus' name. Pain get out in the name of Jesus. I speak to crippled legs. Receive strength in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk. Strength is coming into your back right now in the name of Jesus. Your crippled hands are straightening out right now. Your crippled legs are straightening out right now. Your mute tongue is being loosed right now. Somebody has paralysis of the vocal cords. I command those vocal cords to be loose right now. You speak in the name of Jesus. All paralysis go in Jesus' name. Paralysis go in Jesus' name. Get off of that mat. Get out of that wheelchair. Rise up and walk in Jesus' name. 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 Your arm is beginning to move freely right now. That paralyzed arm is moving now in Jesus' name. Those paralyzed legs are moving now in Jesus' name. be healed in the name of Jesus. Blind eyes open in the name of Jesus. Open in the name of Jesus. You will open your eyes and you will see this great sight. Be healed right now in Jesus' name. Deaf ears open in the name of Jesus. Deaf ears, hear the word of the Lord. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. From the front of this field all the way to the back, a wave of healing virtue flows right now. Receive it in Jesus' name. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed, be healed, be healed. All of your illnesses, all of your sicknesses, be healed in Jesus' name. All of your pain, get out in Jesus' name. Every tumor, every fibroid, go in Jesus' name. Your skin is being healed right now in Jesus' name. Arthritis is coming out right now in Jesus' name. Rheumatism is leaving your body in Jesus' name. Leprosy is coming out in Jesus' name. If there is a dead body within the sound of my voice, I command life to return to you right now. Lazarus, come forth in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray for those that have undiagnosable illnesses, those who have incurable diseases, those who are terminally ill. I declare your sickness will die, but you will live and declare the wonders of the Lord. Be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. And if you receive it, I want you to shout a mighty amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I told you this was coming. I want everyone to test themselves. Do something you couldn't do before. If you couldn't lift your arm, lift it now. If you couldn't bend down, bend now. If you're in a wheelchair, get up and walk in Jesus' name. If you came on crutches, lift your crutches up and begin to walk in Jesus' name. All over this place. If you came up with someone blind or deaf, test them. Look at crutches are going up in the air right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let me ask you a question. If you have just now received the evidence of your miracle, lift your hands so I can see where you are. Look at this. Put your hand down. Put your hand down. Let me ask again. If you have been healed just now, if something has changed in your body, wave both hands over your head so I can see. Hallelujah. Say thank you, Jesus. Now this is what I want you to do very quickly. If you have just been healed, I want you to come forward right now. Come quickly, quickly, quickly to the front. Ushers are waiting here to receive you. We want to hear what Jesus has done for you. Look, the cripples are dancing. Worship team, worship team. Let's rejoice. Let's dance and praise the Lord. Come on. We wait for you. I tell you, Jesus is healing people all over this place. Tonight we're going to hear a little sampling. And all week Jesus is going to be doing miracles here. Now, sir, I see you have crutches in your hands.
Yes, sir.
Why do you have these crutches?
I have
been supposed to go for an operation because I could not walk with my legs again. But there was no money for the operation.
Oh, yeah, kin lo se ise abe nitori pe won le ri pe lese mi sugbon ko si owo lowo mi lati se.
I supposed to go to India and they said there was no money for me, so I used to go to Yaba for medical attention.
Oh, yeah, kin lo si India sugbon ko so owo lowo mi.
There was no money for me to go outside for.
O ma lo si Yaba sugbon ko so owo lowo mi lati jade lo si oke oku.
And tell me what Jesus did for you now.
So won ti Jesus se fun o
tonight. The living God had mercy on me. And I can walk all the way from where I was standing to this place without the crutches. I bless the name of the living God that had mercy on me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me see the crutches now. Let us see you walk. Walk back and forth. Yes, we want to see you run. Come back. This is wonderful.
Wow.
Come here, sir. So you couldn't do this before, is that true?
I cannot do it before. I'm here with some of the people that I sat there. They know how I've been managing to just sit down.
I want to
have
the name of
the Lord. The Lord had mercy on me this day.
And how do you feel? Are you in pain?
To God be the glory. Before, I cannot afford to cross these steps like this.
Do you want these crutches back?
God forbid.
Here, let's get rid of these crutches and find someone who needs
them.
Hallelujah! Lord, I thank you for this miracle. I bless this man. In Jesus' name, go in peace. Go this way. God bless you, sir. Who's next? Can we hear a couple more? Are you okay? Sir, what was wrong with you?
I've been a pirate for 17
years.
So I came here and then I was feeling the pains.
But
you said everybody who has any pains on his body, he should lay his hand there. So that's how I put my hand on my bum bum like this. When I put my hand on my bum bum, I was feeling the pains too. But all of a sudden, the pain disappeared. So I know God has done it.
No more pain. So you had pain from piles for 17 years.
Yes. Because of that, I cannot even make love with my wife very well.
And so Jesus healed you now. Your wife will be very happy. Lord, I thank you for touching this man. Bless you in Jesus' name. Go this way. Oh, this way? Okay. Sir, what was wrong with you?
Stomach ulcer for 2 years.
I saw the
crusade in a dream, so I was praying about it. I never got the answer.
But
I was praying that Rabonke prayed for me in a dream. I told my wife before, after about 2 weeks, and I got the message that there is a crusade. So I came here. I'm just arriving, just less than 30 minutes while we were praying. And I was standing there holding the cest. Suddenly I got a sound, deep sound inside me. And the pain just disappeared.
No more pain.
No more pain.
Thank you, Jesus.
No more pain.
Do you know who has healed you?
Jesus.
Do you know who has healed him?
Hallelujah.
Lord, I thank you for this miracle. I bless this man in Jesus' name. God bless you, sir. Go this way. Now let me see one more time. We have so many other testimonies here. How many of you are here to give your testimony? Okay, listen. I want you to be the very first ones in line tomorrow night. Tomorrow night we are going to start earlier. So make sure that you get here early tomorrow night. Now listen to me very carefully. If you have not yet received your miracle, don't worry. Many of you will be healed on the way home tonight. Many of you will wake up in the morning totally well. And we will pray for the rest of you tomorrow night. And Jesus will touch you. Now we're going to pray together. I'm asking everyone to stand still. Wherever you are, stand still out of respect. Close your eyes. Bow your heads. Let's pray.
Father, we thank you for the miracle of tonight. We thank you for the salvation. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for physical healing and spiritual healing, material healing, financial healing, numerical healing, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every one of you that you know you receive healing, say a loud amen. Say it loud, amen.
Well, praise God. We just finished the most incredible night of our first Reinhard Bonnke Farewell Gospel Crusade right here in Lagos, Nigeria. It was phenomenal. Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke preached a powerful gospel message. And I tell you what, the power of God was certainly present. And we saw such a move of God. People were excited. And the gospel was preached. I was so excited to see when it opened up. It just totally blew me away. Because I went to stand in the front. And to me, to see him preach the gospel once again in Africa just was such a moving experience. What do you think, Tara?
Exactly the same for me, Steve. You know, dear viewers, every time Evangelist Bonnke preaches the gospel, I just want to get saved all over again.
Yeah.
I was so touched, so moved. Evangelist Daniel Kalender prayed for the sick. Gosh, with such power, and we are still collecting miracle testimonies behind us on the stage. One gentleman declared that he needed to go for an operation. He was waiting to go for an operation. He was trying to collect money for this operation. He didn't have enough money. He came here on crutches, but the Lord has miraculously healed him, and he ran up and down on stage. Evangelist Kalender threw the crutches into the crowd, and the audience went crazy with rejoicing. And this is just the start of a phenomenal week ahead of us.
Amen. And you know, the Bible says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we certainly saw that in action tonight. That the same Jesus Christ that did miracles 2,000 years ago was the same Jesus that did miracles tonight. And, you know, when Daniel prayed for the sick, you know, you could just see the faith of the people rising in their hearts. Just receiving the power of God, receiving their healing. I bet, you know, we had an opportunity here to listen to some miracles. But I tell you, many, many more went home with miracles. And I do believe the same for you. I'm sure that many of you all over the world, if you've believed Jesus tonight with that same prayer, I believe that they have also received their miracle.
Amen. I mean, Steve, the power of God is not restricted in any way. So
Amen.
Those prayers of power, I mean, they can shoot over to you who are watching us.
Yeah,
and the power of the Holy Spirit can heal you right where you are. So please tune in again tomorrow night.
Amen.
The sick are going to be prayed for again. Tell those of your friends who are ill, who need healing in their bodies or who need deliverance to tune in, because we are going to pray for the sick one more time. Every night this week we are going to
pray
for the sick.
That's right. We'll be praying for the sick every night, and you can join.
You can be healed in your body right there where you are. You know what, Steve? Attending a CFAN crusade is always so special to me because I was a law student when I attended my first CFAN crusade, and I received my calling to evangelism right here on the crusade field. And I know there are so many evangelists who are watching this who actually received your calling through Christ for All Nations. And we just want to honor Evangelist Bonnke for that.
Yeah.
You know, this man has not only been used by God to win over 75 million people for Jesus, and those are documented decisions. But he has been used by God to raise up a whole new generation of evangelists.
Amen.
And as he starts slowing down now, we are going to pick up the baton and we are going to run and win even millions more for Jesus.
Amen. You know, and when I came to my first gospel crusade in 2000, you know, I had the same experience with God because, you know, every night when I heard him preach the gospel, God did something phenomenal in my own life. And I went back and I started a ministry too. And so I want to speak to those of you who are called to start your ministries and you feel a calling of God on your life. I do believe that during this time and during this week, when you tune in, just come. Because I do believe that the same anointing
that is released every night. It's the same anointing that you will receive right there wherever you're watching. And I do believe that the same calling will touch you as well.
Amen. I mean, Steve, the whole tagline of this crusade has been passing the baton.
Amen.
And some viewers might think that it's the passing of the baton over from Evangelist Bonker to Evangelist Kalenda. And yes, it is. But there is not just one baton.
Yes.
And that baton has been thrown out, gosh, to viewers across the world. And there is a challenge going out,
yes,
that as God has used Evangelist Bonker, so he can use every one of us
if we step
out in faith and obedience. And what I love about Evangelist Bonker's story is he started so small.
Yeah.
He still jokes and said when he started preaching the gospel as an evangelist, he preached to five people, and even those five didn't want to
get
saved.
Even those five didn't want to get saved.
And now he preaches to millions.
Yes, and now we've seen over 75 million decisions for Christ in the last 50 years that Christ for All Nations and Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke have been sweeping through Africa together with Evangelist Daniel Kalenda. And you know, it's amazing to see what God is doing through Evangelist Daniel Kalenda. The same anointing, the same power, the same Jesus is working so incredibly through his life. We just witnessed that tonight when he prayed for the sick. And I just want to say as well, please, as we are celebrating the farewell gospel crusade of Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke, do not forget, this is also our decade of double the harvest. Yes, people, we are going to see double in the next decade. We are going to see double the amount of decisions that were made for Christ. And you can be a part of it.
Yes, it's very, very exciting. The Lord has spoken to Evangelist Daniel Kalenda that up until now, these 75 million decisions that have come to Jesus through Christ for Nations have been fantastic. But in the next 10 years, gosh, that same number, if not more, are going to come to Jesus. So over the next 10 years, CFAN is believing, Evangelist Kalenda, Evangelist Bonker, the whole of the CFAN team are believing for another 75 million souls to come to Jesus over these next 10 years. And once again, those are going to be documented decisions.
Documented decisions.
We are not about estimations here at Christ for All Nations. We are about documented decisions, people who give their hearts to Jesus and are then filtered into the local church.
Yes.
And that is a mighty, mighty vision, but our God is a mighty God, and we need to go for it full steam ahead and get the job done.
Amen. And I just want to thank our prayer partners and those of you who have financially supported Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke and Christ for All Nations. We appreciate you, because every soul that has been saved, every decision that was made tonight, you have a part to play in that. And we just so appreciate you. We so thank you. And I know from Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke and Daniel Kalenda to our prayer partners, thank you so much for making this possible.
Amen. Amen. And as Evangelist Kalenda now moves on with this decade of Double the Harvest, continuing your support even more, even more. Evangelist Bonker always says that when it comes to God, things do not decrease in power, things always increase in power.
Amen.
And so what the Lord has done through Evangelist Bonker's life up until now, even though that has been unbelievable, what we are going to see happen in CFAN under Evangelist Kalenda is going to be even more phenomenal. If
That's
one
right.
can even imagine that. Because
Amen.
Things with God never decrease, they always increase.
I just want to encourage you that tomorrow we are starting our fire conference right here, passing the torch. And I want you to tune in, and I want you, if you call to the ministry, if you're a pastor, if you're a leader in church, and you feel the calling of God to evangelism or any ministry, I believe as the gospel is being preached tomorrow, that the fiery torch of the burning gospel will be passed to you as well. And I believe that you're going to be set on fire with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Those messages are going to be incredibly phenomenal, and they are going to stir you up to do even greater things for God. Steve, will you pray for us, and then we will close off this fantastic, fantastic evening.
Amen. So just before I pray, don't forget tomorrow night, invite your friends, put it on social media, tell everybody about it, and invite them to come and see the Reinhard Bonnke Farewell Gospel Crusade right here, coming to you live from Lagos, Nigeria, until Sunday. God bless you. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, for tonight. Lord, we thank you for Evangelist Bonnke that preached the gospel so powerfully. We thank you for the power of God. We thank you for the anointing of God, Lord. We thank you for every soul that was changed. Father, we thank you for every salvation, every decision that was made tonight. Father, we thank you for every church that is involved in this crusade, Father. We thank you for every guest that has come, Lord, from all over the world, Father. And Lord, we also pray for those that are watching right now. If you need a miracle in your life right now, just say, yes, Lord, I receive my miracle. Just like we've been praying here tonight, and Evangelist Bonky's been praying, and Daniel's been praying, you can receive your miracle right there where you are right now. It's the same Jesus, and all you need to do is receive by faith. Father, we thank you right now. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you for healing them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise you, we honor you, and we give you alone the honor, the praise, and the glory for everything that you have done this night and are going to do the rest of this week. May God bless you and thank you.
Amen.
America, that splendid spirit, the lift of a driving dream.
...1969 was a year marked by great change in the Western world.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
A year of incredible man-made achievements and failures. But across the ocean, on the continent of Africa, a different sort of change was being born. For the next 7 years, a man named Reinhard Bonnke and his wife Annie would be missionaries in the traditional sense, ministering and preaching to small groups of people. For them, it was a time of great learning alongside the people of Africa, and yet Reinhard's heart burned to see more. More people touched by God, more miracles, and many more salvations. During this time of small beginnings, Reinhard received his world-changing vision, an entire continent covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. His heart began to cry out, Africa shall be saved. Africa shall be saved. He began to believe for millions of lives to be changed by the love of God. Reinhard had a vision of evangelizing to the multitudes, of spreading the gospel from Cape Town to Cairo and to millions around the world. The dream was not realized overnight, though. Few people showed up at Bonnke's first gatherings, but he was undeterred. He continued to believe the vision God had given him, and soon, hundreds turned into thousands. As these meetings grew, the small team at Christ for All Nations realized the need for a bigger facility to house the gatherings. In 1978, prayers were answered as a large 10,000 capacity tent was erected. In 1984, Christ for All Nations expanded even more with the Big Tent, tripling their capacity to over 30,000 people. But it wasn't long before they realized that no tent could hold the number of people who were showing up, desperate to hear God's word. And so the open-air crusades were born. People of all nations began hearing the message of Jesus Christ as the ministry spread throughout the world. To this day, over 76 million salvation decisions have been made through Christ for All Nations gospel crusades. The sheer scale of these gatherings caught the attention of leaders around the world, many of which made requests to meet with Evangelist Bonnke, some even asking him to speak at their houses of parliament. Christ for All Nations ministry has truly been an international movement reaching across the globe. And now, this year, we've committed to doubling the reach of our ministry by bringing the total number of salvations from 75 million to 150 million. To use the willing and the obedient. We thank God for his faithfulness in fulfilling past visions, and we thank him in advance for giving us such a clear vision for the future to fulfill a decade of double harvest for his glory. Join us today as we embark on this vision from God for the ministry of Christ for All Nations. Help us expand the gospel throughout Africa and the world Go to 150million.org to get involved in this great harvest of souls.